This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. For the first time in 50 years, a U.S. craft has touched down on the moon.
We are on the surface, and we are transmitting, and welcome to the moon.
But company officials at Intuitive Machines, the private company that created the Odysseus lunar lander, say it was sending a weak signal. The lander guided itself to the surface Thursday, searching for a relatively flat spot among all the cliffs and craters near the South Pole. Intuitive Machines was striving to become the first private business to pull off a lunar landing, a feat achieved by only five countries. The craft is part of NASA's efforts to commercialize moon deliveries ahead of the planned return of astronauts. There hasn't been a U.S. spacecraft on the moon since the end of NASA's Apollo program. The U.S. is preparing new sanctions against Russia over the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
President Biden met with Navalny's widow and daughter in San Francisco.
As you state the obvious, he was a man of incredible courage. And it's amazing how his wife and daughter are emulating that.
The meeting leads up to an announcement of new U.S. sanctions against Russia. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland described them as crushing, targeting not just those responsible for Navalny's death.
The vast majority of them, though, are designed to further attrit Putin's war machine to close gaps in the sanctions regime that he has been able to evade.
Nuland says Vladimir Putin believes he can wait out the West on Navalny and Ukraine.
We need to prove him wrong.
I'm Ed Donahue.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on Twitter, X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website,